For centuries, Sundays have been special.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it.
Born from religion, Sunday as a day of rest became ingrained in our culture. And all of us in Britain during the 20th century, whether of faith or not, knew there was something a bit special about that seventh day of the week. Sunday was a day for church. A day for mowing the grass, although not until after 10 a.m, please. Sunday was a time for this. Peace and quiet. Especially in otherwise busy town centres. After eating a Sunday roast, it was time to watch cricket on the village green while sipping half a pint of ale. If you really wanted to push yourself, you could go and kick a ball about.
90% of the teams whose players are from 16 to 40 are affiliated to the London Sunday Football Association. All equipment is provided by the men themselves, and they generally manage a smart turnout.
Things such as rock music blaring in the back garden...
Oi! Turn that racket off!
...was most certainly not the done thing for a Sunday afternoon. The only things allowed were mid-level birdsong, or possibly some mild classical. And come the evening, this was compulsory. And after a day of feeling sleepy, full of food, sick of seeing relatives and being slightly bored, you got to watch people's faces light up as they realised their piece of tap from the loft was actually worth some money.
It's actually worth about £5,000 to £6,000.
But things changed in 1994, and this, the quiet city centre street, fell victim to the Sunday Trading Act. These days, in most town centres on a Sunday, you'd be forgiven for forgetting which day of the week it is. The only peace big cities get is on Sunday evenings, and that's the time when you turn up to the big supermarket forgetting that it closed at 4 p.m. You'll need to find a smaller shop to buy your pork pie and a bottle of milk. Today, we hear this.
Shops in England and Wales could open for longer on Sundays under plans to be set out by the Chancellor in tomorrow's budget.
Larger shops are currently limited to 6 hours of opening on a Sunday, but local authorities will be given the power to choose to relax that. It could mean that it becomes even harder to tell Sunday apart from any other day of the week. For those worried about losing their special Sundays altogether, at least for the time being, we still have this.
It's actually worth about £5,000 to £6,000.